This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا أولئك ما يأكلون في بطونهم إلا النار. Those who conceal what Allah has revealed in the book and exchange it for a small, pitiful price. These only consume fire in their stomachs. This is verse 174. This verse addresses the fact that people will not get away with hiding the truth of religion when they know it. They may seem to get away with it in this life, but what they're doing to themselves is great harm for the life to come. The first point of reflection is that the Quran is a scripture for humankind as a whole, and not merely for the Arabs who first received it. Consequently, it is not surprising to find in it reminders to followers of fake religions, of other religions, like Confucianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, or divinely revealed religions which have been distorted, like Zoroastrianism, Judaism, Christianity, whose priests and monks and religious leaders know the truth hidden in their books, but they don't make it accessible to their followers. They become the sole owners of the truth that they want to convey, hiding from their followers the real truth of Allah's oneness and that He alone deserves to be worshipped. And they live well as a result of being the religious leaders of these communities. The second point of reflection is that Allah warns the monks, priests, and their students, that the benefit which they receive in this life by way of deception will become punishment for them in the life to come. The third point of reflection is that hiding knowledge is a grave sin. Consequently, its punishment is extremely severe. So we should beware. Be very careful not to fall into this terrible state of being among those who hide the truth of Allah from people. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.